Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Archon Daf Yud Aleph Archon 11. And today's Daf Yomi, the Talmud is discussing the shir, the songs, the music that occurred in the temple. And so says our Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught hashir, the singing which took place, the music which took place during the libations, the nisuch, the libations that were poured over the altar, ma'akev es hakarbon. This is essential for the offering, for the sacrifice. And the way that Tosfos understands this is if there would be no shira, if there would be no song, no music, then it would not be considered a libation. This is the position of Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim Omer, whereas the sages are of the position, Eino Ma'akev, it's not essential. So the music is essential. Without, according to Rebbe Meir, which means to say without the music, the offering is completely invalid. Whereas the sages say it is not essential, and so therefore, even without the music, the libation is still considered valid. My time at Rebbe Meir. So, what's the reasoning why Rebbe Meir is of the position that music is essential? Without music, the libation is not valid. So, the Gemara says that Rebbe Meir is based upon the position which states with respect to the service of the Levites in the temple that God said to Moshe, "Va'etnas elavim nitunim la'aron u'avanav mitoch b'nei Israel." God says to Moshe, "I will give the Levim, they are given to Aaron and to his children from amongst the children of Israel to serve in the temple in the Ohel Moed and to serve as an atonement for the children of Israel." So therefore, in this verse, it mentions the Levites, that their job was to serve in the temple, and presumably it was to sing in the temple, and therefore that is called an atonement that comes with the sacrifices. And so why does the Torah compare the atonement to shira, to song? Maka parma keves, just like atonement is essential, just like the service of the Kohen, meaning to say the sprinkling of the blood, is essential to the offering, and without it there is no value whatsoever to the korban. The essential part of the korban is the sprinkling of the blood. So too, according to Rebbe Meir, af shira, so too the song itself is essential. And so therefore, without the song of the Levites, the entire offering will not be valid, akeves. And without it, it's not valid. And so therefore, that's Rebbe Meir's logic, that without music, the offering is not valid. V'rabbanan, whereas the sages who say that even without the music, the offering is valid, they say no, that verse does not come to tell us to compare the music to the essential sprinkling of the blood, but it is le'idach to Rebbe Eliezer. It's coming to remind us about the other position of Rebbe Eliezer, who taught maka para b'yom af shira b'yom, that just like the atonement offering, the sprinkling of the blood, must take place during the day, so too the music of the Levites has to take place during the day. But it's not teaching us that they are essential. So says Rebbe Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, minayin le'ikor shira min Torah. So the Gemara says, how do we know that the Levites' obligation to make music comes from the Torah? How do we even know, how would we even know that there is a biblical obligation? So the Gemara says, well, this is based upon Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 6 and 7, where it states, when the Levite will come from one of your gates, v'sheres b'shem Hashem olkav, and he will serve in the name of Hashem, your God, which tells us, ezo shiru shebashem, what is the service that comes in the name of God? What is Sherus B'Shem, service in the name of God? So that is Zesh Shira. Says the Gemara, service in the name of God is music, is song. And so that is called the singing in the name of God, and that's how we know there's a biblical obligation to make music. So the Gemara says, well, wait one second. Maybe, why would you say music is service in the name of God? Maybe it is Nisius Kapayim. Maybe it's the priestly blessing that the Kohen gives. Maybe it's the Birkat Kohanim. So maybe that is the Sherus B'Shem. Maybe that is a service in the name of God. So the Gemara answers, no. How do we know that that it's referring to music? Midachsev, because it states with respect to the Levites, it states in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 8 that at that time God separated the tribe of Levi to stand before God, l'sharso ulevarech b'shmo, to serve him and to make a blessing in his name. So from the fact that the verse distinguishes between service and blessing, we see from here, and we call the birkos kohanim lav sherusi, that the blessing of the kohanim is not considered service, but music is the service. So that is one explanation. Rav Masna gives a different explanation. Mehacha Rav Masa says that what is the source for the singing of the Levites? Because it states in the passage of the curses, in the Tochacha, that we are going to be, Chas V'Shalom, that we're going to be punished. Tachas Asher Lo Avadta as Hashem Elokecha. B'simcha uv'tuv levav, because we do not serve God with joy and with a good heart. So asks the Gemara, Ezu avoda shebesimcha uv'tuv levav. What is the service that is with joy and with a good heart? Havi omer zeh shira, that this is music. And so we see from here that and the reason is because a person will only make music from simcha and tov levav, from joy and a good heart. And so we see from here that the reason. It's an astonishing idea, but the reason why we were sent into exile and given all the punishments was because we did not serve God with a full heart and a joyous heart, and that is by making music. So Gemara says, wait one second, maybe it is Divrei Torah, maybe it's because we didn't serve God with words of Torah. The Gemara says, no. The words of Torah are called Simcha, Bekudei Hashem Yeshar Mesamchei Lev, but they're not called Tov. They're not this combination of Simcha, Tov Levav. And so therefore, the Gemara explores that maybe it's Bikurim, but the Gemara concludes the only combination of Simcha and Tuv Levav that exists is music. And we see from here there's a fundamental importance of bringing music and joy and singing into our service, that without it, according to our mayor, the offering is not valid. But even according to everybody, that is what is called Sheiros, that is what is called service, and that this is an obligation from the Torah. And without doing that in our spirituality, the consequences are scary and dreadful.